I will continue from where I left, saying, and this is how he did it. In the morning, I went to communion, and as soon as I received Jesus, I immediately said to him, my Lord, look a bit at what a storm I find myself in. I should thank you, for you gave light to the confessor in giving me the obedience to suffer. But instead, my nature is so very affected that I myself remain confounded in seeing that I am so bad. However, all this is nothing. You who want the sacrifice will also give me the strength. But the strongest reason in me is that of having to remain for so long without being able to receive you in the sacrament. Who would be able to endure without you? Who will give me the strength? Where shall I find a refreshment in my afflictions? And while saying this, I felt such pains in my heart because of this separation from Jesus in the sacrament, that I cried my heart out. Then the Lord, compassionating my weakness, told me, do not fear. I myself will sustain your weakness. You do not know what graces I have prepared for you. This is why you fear so much. Am I not omnipotent? Will I not be able to make up for the privation of being able to receive me in the sacrament? Therefore, resign yourself. Place yourself as though dead in my arms. Offer yourself as voluntary victim to repair for the offenses against me, for sinners, and to spare men the deserved scourges. And as pledge, I give you my word that I will not leave you even one day without coming to see you. Up until now, you have come to me. From now on, I will come to you. Aren't you happy? So I resigned myself to the holy will of God, and I was surprised by this state of sufferings. Now, who can say the graces that the Lord began to give me? It is impossible to say everything distinctly. I can say something confusedly. But as much as I can, and in order to do the holy obedience, which wants it so, I will try to say as much as it is possible for me.